Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют. 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Have you ever played water polo, Julie? I'm joining a new team at my local pool.
Hi, Tom. I've sort of played it. Not for a team, just for fun. My friend's got a pool, so one summer we put up a net and played casually. None of us really knew the rules.
Well, that sounds fun. I'm not sure of the rules myself, but I guess that's something the team leader will be teaching us.
What's got you interested in water polo?
I've been swimming for a couple of years now at my pool. I've got to know some of the guys who swim there. They mentioned something about getting a team started, so I agreed to join.
Right. That should be fun, playing a team sport. I like to play volleyball, which is sort of like water polo, only on land instead of in the water.
They're similar, but it's much more difficult to move in water polo. With volleyball, you can run round the court. But when you've got a mass of water surrounding you, well, it makes things more challenging.
I'm sure you're right. But you like being in the water. You should enjoy that.
Yes, I'll enjoy every minute of it. I especially think it'll be nice to play with other people and get to know them better. Swimming on your own is great, but it's a very independent activity, you know. I don't mind it. But I need some variety.
I'm sure it'll be fantastic exercise. How many people are going to be on the team?
Well, I don't know exactly. I signed a list that was pinned up on the bulletin board at the pool. When I wrote down my name, I saw 9 other names on the list. But some of the names were the guys I spoke with, and some were people I don't know. But I think there'll be a lot of us.
And how often will you meet?
I'm actually not sure about that either. The first meet is this weekend, but the list didn't say if we're going to meet every weekend or twice a week, or only twice a month. Maybe we'll decide after we see how it goes.
Well, I hope you enjoy it. See you later, Tom.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Have you ever played water polo, Julie? I'm joining a new team at my local pool.
Hi, Tom. I've sort of played it. Not for a team, just for fun. My friend's got a pool, so one summer we put up a net and played casually. None of us really knew the rules.
Well, that sounds fun. I'm not sure of the rules myself, but I guess that's something the team leader will be teaching us.
What's got you interested in water polo?
I've been swimming for a couple of years now at my pool. I've got to know some of the guys who swim there. They mentioned something about getting a team started, so I agreed to join.
Right. That should be fun, playing a team sport. I like to play volleyball, which is sort of like water polo, only on land instead of in the water.
They're similar, but it's much more difficult to move in water polo. With volleyball, you can run round the court. But when you've got a mass of water surrounding you, well, it makes things more challenging.
I'm sure you're right. But you like being in the water. You should enjoy that.
Yes, I'll enjoy every minute of it. I especially think it'll be nice to play with other people and get to know them better. Swimming on your own is great, But it's a very independent activity, you know. I don't mind it, but I need some variety.
I'm sure it'll be fantastic exercise. How many people are going to be on the team?
Well, I don't know exactly. I signed a list that was pinned up on the bulletin board at the pool. When I wrote down my name, I saw 9 other names on the list. But some of the names were the guys I spoke with, and some were people I don't know. But I think there'll be a lot of us.
And how often will you meet?
I'm actually not sure about that either. The first meet is this weekend, but the list didn't say if we're going to meet every weekend, or twice a week, or only twice a month. Maybe we'll decide after we see how it goes.
Well, I hope you enjoy it. See you later, Tom.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.